Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Darling, willkommen in meinem neuen magischen Geschenkuniversum mit legendären Kleinigkeiten, Kostbarkeiten und Schätzen. Von traumhaften Überraschungen bis zu himmlischen Geschenken. Es ist für all die Stars in deinem Leben etwas dabei. Lass zu Weihnachten deine Beauty-Wünsche wahr werden mit Charlotte Tilbury.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on the extravaganza today, Stupid World Records, the Ace Cosby Joke of the Day, and Donnie Baker. All right after this.
Here at the Bob and Tom Audio Institute, we catalog key pieces of audio for archival and historical purposes. We continually research and examine significant pieces of audio to ensure their accuracy and validity. Today, we look at the first ever recording by Thomas Edison, where in 1877 he successfully recorded the following on a primitive wax cylinder.
A little piece of practical poetry. Mary had a little lamb, its fleece was white as snow, and everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go.
The distinguished staff here at the Bob and Tom Audio Institute noticed the labeling method used by Mr. Thomas Edison. This famous piece of audio was labeled 05TE for Thomas Edison, 02. Knowing this format is the industry standard to this day, we here at the Institute theorize there must be a 05TE01. After years of research and investigation, we have uncovered the following audio cylinder. This is the very first ever recording by Mr. Thomas Edison.
Okay.
The first words I spoke in the original phonograph.
Here we go. What's
This has been a Bob and Tom Audio Institute exclusive. Thank you for joining us.
We know what you need. Here's another healthy dose of Bob and Tom Extra.
There's Ace Cosby, our engineer.
Go. Now in a milk.
Ace, happy to be here because his team, the Oakland Raiders, their streak is now...
Two in a row, baby.
Two in a row. Technically a streak, I guess. There's Josh.
Hi.
I'm Tom. That's Christy Lee.
Hi.
News desk at the sports desk, of course, you'll find Mr. Chick McGee.
Very happy this morning. Jay Gruden has been fired as the head coach of the Washington Redskins.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people will say, well, what now? And I say, I don't care, as long as I don't have to look at his face for the next 4 years. Okay? He should have been fired in January of 17. And another. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie.
Yep, I seen a chick on Craigslist. They already got the ad saying the Redskins are hiring on. You know, not to say he was bad, but when they cut players, they'll be like, hey, Johnny Football, come to the front office and bring your playbook. He sucks so bad, they're like, hey, Gruden, come front office, but feel free to keep that playbook. Take it with you. Slip it away somewhere. I'm celebrating today, too, chick. I'm right with you because we got big news.
What?
Our van that's been in shop for the past week, getting a new waterbed installed in the back of it.
Oh, very nice.
That's a great idea.
Must be rough
and
on the
and a 54-inch Magnavox back on the ceiling where it belongs.
Uh-huh.
Oh, boy. Factory made.
Magnavox.
That way when I'm traveling with the van, I ain't going to rent in hotel rooms no more.
Really?
Oh, okay.
It's like Graceland on wheels now. After my pork pistol shows, I can just chill on the waterbed with my road beef watching Scarface all the way to Pound Town.
Yeah.
Road beef.
Sounds lovely, Donnie.
All the while, Todd Boner, my bass player, he's my lead bass player. He drives me to the next gig. That's how you kid rock it up and down the block.
Nice.
Anyways, while they was pimping my ride, bad news is I kind of feel like Gruden's. I had to take the bus all week. That's what he'll be doing. Tom, have you ever rode the city bus before?
It's been a while.
A long while.
I don't know if you remember, but as soon as the doors open, you get hit with that downtown body odor. It smells like a wet gray socks and like somebody popped a manhole cover. And then there's always a hint of KFC gravy like Cartman's been riding. Anyways, you pay your $2, which, by the way, is about $1.99 too much for the experience. But I'll say it like this. You hear on the news all the time parents bragging about sending their kids to college so they get cultured, but the fact remains you can get more cultured for a whole lot cheaper with public transportation.
Hmm.
Where else are you going to see some crazy cat lady feeding herself dry puppy chow?
Oh.
Swear to God. That's atrocious. I ain't trying to insult nobody, Christy, but if you're riding a bus, chances are you ain't made the best life choices. I mean, I get it. Some people ride cars are on a budget. Half the people on there are good, hardworking people who can't afford a car yet.
Right.
And then the other half, it's like they forgot to take their medication. I'm some lady with dreads sitting behind me, had a parrot on her shoulder like she was Ron Rico, Captain Morgan's broke dick cousin. Swear to God. And the guy across from her had his shoe and sock off, cleaning out the gout between his toes with his house key.
Oh, come on,
Donnie. I swear to God.
Man.
You know, I'm like, well, that's one way to guarantee ain't nobody going to sit next to you.
Yeah, good
no
point.
Joke.
And I'll say it like this, riding a bus ain't even the worst part about riding a bus.
What is?
The worst part is the wait to have to ride the bus. Standing under that fiberglass gazebo, and all the cars drive by and just stare like you're some kind of endangered animal on display at the world's largest drive-through loser's zoo. This one guy, he drove past through half a sandwich at us. It wasn't even wrapped. Swear to God. The lady next to me took it right on the chin. You know, like your day ain't bad enough. You're out in the heat. Now your face is a host family for half a Lunchable. Sucks. Then another time, there's a big puddle right in front of the bus stop. It was like people were aiming for it, you know, giving all of us regret baths every 45 seconds. But luckily, I picked my van up this morning, so no more public transportation for me.
Oh, good.
And if you see my van packed out behind the gig, remember, if this van's a sloshing, then... Wait, they don't rhyme good. If my waterbeds are moving, don't care. I ain't really had time to come up with a good rhyme yet, but you guys get the idea.
Oh, yeah.
There's a whole lot of banging going on. Oh, and if you hear some moaning, Christy, that's what we call a post-show sound check. You know?
Really?
Just another hot random waiting on some homemade feedback. Oh, and a free tip from Donnie Baker, ladies. It's always best to face the fire. You don't want to end up like Patty Ferguson and walk away from the van with swimmer's ear. I swear to God. I've got to go.
Oh, he's a classy fellow, that Donnie Baker.
A waterbed inside a van.
Yeah.
That's
gonna. Did anybody ever try that back in the day?
Sadly, probably.
Wow.
That might be a little rough on the gas mileage.
I would think.
On your shocks.
Yeah, you'd probably have to get some kind of special
a lot of
shocks.
Though.
Yeah.
Rough on the turns.
You got to beef up the shock, sure.
Now, let's just do a quick go round. Ace, did you ever run a waterbed?
No.
But yeah.
I've enjoyed them.
You have?
Okay.
Yeah, I was only on a waterbed once.
Not a fan, we can tell.
Oh, God. They
come in handy. I used to.
No, it was awful. It was noisy.
I recommend the soft cider waterbed where they had
noisy and weird. And
I've never heard the come in handy about a waterbed.
Chick, did you ever have one?
I did not have one. I was exposed to one.
Josh?
My parents had one for a little bit.
Really?
Yeah, remember they...
They bought it from the neighbor?
No, the neighbors were getting rid of it and they went, we'll take it.
Did you or did you not wear used underwear?
Maybe hand me down from my older brother. Maybe. But
okay?
I think we were actually okay with
fresh underwear.
Underwear, yeah.
And then, how long did they keep the waterbed?
Oh, years.
Was it upstairs or downstairs?
We lived in a
ranch.
Yeah. So okay. It was, but we did have a basement, but
It was. I am of the era, and I can remember when applying for an apartment, and they had all kinds of regulations, and some of them had no waterbeds allowed, or you had to be in the first floor, or you had to sign a waiver or put an extra deposit down. Christy has her hand up.
Here's the problem with waterbeds, one of the major problems. If you're intoxicated on a waterbed,
you get seasick.
You get seasick very easily. Don't you remember the story years ago in the 80s when I was a wild and crazy woman? I owned Afghan hounds. And if you're not familiar with Afghan hounds, they have a lot of hair.
Ton.
And I was on my waterbed one night after a particularly rough evening and got a little sick and threw up all over my Afghan hound. And it went down inside between the waterbed and the frame. That's a drain and clean. Yeah.
That's awful.
No, it was awful.
Did you have to put that dog down?
No, I just had to give her a bath.
Out of the hair.
Yeah, I just had to give her a bath. Yikes. Yeah, that was a downside
severe
to the waterbed.
Severe brushing.
Yeah, I the waterbeds, I will say this. There wouldn't be radio as we know it today without the waterbed. And I mean this sincerely. The waterbed industry propped up the early days of FM radio.
I bet.
All the early stations that were...
Remotes?
Yeah, and it's hard for many to understand. You have to be of a certain age. But when most of the audience moved from AM to FM radios, and it took quite a long time, the early days of FM in the late 60s, early 70s, a lot of the commercials were for waterbed places.
Waterbed World.
Yeah,
of course. I remember it.
And I guess they still
waterbed
make...
Waterbed Warehouse.
They still make waterbeds, apparently.
Apparently.
Wow.
There's got to be a market out there.
I
don't know if
back, back in the day, the places that sold waterbeds usually were also head shops.
Oh, really? Not just their own bed stores?
Elaborate. Well, they were in the same ilk of those.
Yeah.
The elaborate bongs and tie-dyed T-shirts.
I moved to the soft cider.
People who,
which
had the hippie lettuce at home. You know.
Yeah. I
hippie
see.
Lettuce.
That's right.
Yeah.
Whatever you say, Jack. When?
Did you ever have a waterbed, Pat?
2013. And I was divorced.
2013.
That was the year.
I rented an apartment after I was divorced, and it came with furniture, had a waterbed.
Yeah. What?
Yikes.
Yeah, I swear to God, yeah.
Man, oh, man. I'm on Amazon. I can't find a... Well, yeah, you can buy a soft side pillow top waterbed.
Yeah, those are nice.
But waterbed accessories, conditioner.
Those are nice.
Mattress.
They are. They're just tubes of water, and you put a mattress on top of
heaters,
it.
Heaters. I mean,
couldn't you theoretically drown? I mean, if somehow it got punctured, wouldn't you?
I guess, theoretically.
Totally intoxicated. And
king size 76 by 80 cotton pillow top soft side waterbed mattress. Just over $1,000. Now you get the digital heater, the liner, and your choice of bladder.
Wow.
That was the good part. It was heated.
Was it Austin Powers where he had the waterbed with the fish in it?
I forget what that was.
I don't remember that. Wasn't that a platform shoe with the fish?
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah. Well,
I don't care what happens today. Just keep reminding yourself Jay Gruden's been fired. I think that's far be it for me to.
We don't need to remind ourselves.
Remind us every 10 seconds. And I'm going to ask this very innocently. Allow me, can I ask something with no pre anything here?
Yes.
I was not paying attention to much yesterday. I had a kind of an interesting weekend. The point being, I did not check to see the Chick McGee shoe-in results.
Oh, 2-2 for the week.
Okay. Okay, good.
All right. The one I got was the Patriots minus the 16, actually.
Final score?
33-7.
Wow. Okay, nicely done.
2-2.
Now,
you may as well not have done it.
more or less just flipping a coin.
Anyway, well, there's the odds, et cetera, et cetera. But I figured Ace is probably going to be in a spectacular mood. Because of the huge streak of two in a row.
Ace is always in a
You think this will help with today's...
Ace Cosby. It's time now for the patented trademark Ace Cosby joke of the day.
Well, not joke. It's informational.
Okay.
You ever wondered where average products are made?
Average products?
No, where?
The Satisfactory.
Okay, I didn't like that.
That's my least favorite Ace joke.
I had to agree.
That's that we've ever had.
I'm going to say,
that's what
I'm laughing at the attempt. I think that he had to go into that going, boy, this probably isn't going to work. I'm going to give it my best delivery.
Don't you have a version of Satisfaction you play, Pat?
Yeah.
I had a sports joke, but only Chick would get that.
Well, let's try that.
Try it. Hang on a second.
Yeah, look, we might as well. Yeah.
Now, in the world of sports, it's the Ace Cosby's sports joke of the day.
Did you know the owners of the Steelers, Patriots, and Raiders all have the same blood type? AB negative.
See, there. Wow. Antonio Brown negative.
Oh.
See,
okay.
I did not get it.
No, of course not. It's crazy and psychotic, yeah, sure.
And bringing up a jackass like AB, what's the point? Got a letter.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
We don't have a letter. We don't have any letter music.
Yeah, we have.
We need letter music.
We could play the letter.
We were talking waterbeds. And Josh, your
folks.
Oh,
wait a minute. Here, we got a letter.
From Gloria, okay.
Gloria, let's read a letter.
You know I hate this song.
Look at Josh, what it does to Josh,
it
though.
Makes when
you
so happy.
That song. I know it's for your St. Louis Blues.
I liked that song even before then, but now I love it.
I hated it then. I hate it more now.
I can't wait for her next album to come out.
Everything, well, that's going to be a long wait.
Yeah. Didn't she pass away?
God liked it so much that he brought her up early.
Oh.
That's a nice way of looking at it.
Yeah. That's, yes. Of course,
wanted to hear Gloria in heaven.
A big cloud castle in the sky.
A lightning strike during the recording session. Josh, you mentioned that your parents owned a waterbed.
Yes, indeed.
This was after you were born.
Oh, yeah. All of my brothers were born.
Okay, because I think with the waterbed, you've got a defense in there. It's very hard to have successful conjugal.
You think you were created on a waterbed?
No, I know I wasn't.
You know you weren't.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, because the odds are the thing, everything, and you may have disentangled before the actual delivery of
What are you trying to say?
Thank you, Chick. What are you trying to say?
The waterbeds are ridiculous, and as you push, it pulls.
Have you ever been on one?
I've seen them.
You don't even know.
Tom, they're very helpful.
Yeah.
I doubt it.
Once you get that rhythm going, right?
Yeah.
Stop.
I think the best thing you can say about a waterbed is you can make it feel like a regular bed.
Yeah.
Right?
But it takes a lot of effort. And
no one goes, I finally made it. I'm getting a trailer and a waterbed.
You're making all these assumptions and you've never had sex on a waterbed.
There's a reason that waterbeds are not popular anymore, because they were stupid from the beginning.
Well,
Thank you, Tom.
A fair amount of
great opinion.
Josh, before your time, there was a thing in which you could buy blow-up furniture. And I'm sure they probably still make it.
Yeah, they still kind of do.
I think I went like 3 Christmases getting inflatable chairs.
I remember thinking that was a great idea.
And they looked great, and they were terrible, and there's a reason you never see them anymore.
But then you sit on it one afternoon watching cartoons, and you hear...
And they smelled like plastic.
Sure, they were essentially rafts. Yeah.
One time I ever saw a waterbed, I mean, it just reeked of industrial plastic. It was like you were stuck in the...
And I think
in an airport
selling
skyway thing.
I agree, Christy.
You're totally wrong.
This guy said, my dad and stepmom had a waterbed until 2006.
Oh, yeah.
I remember being home with them for a weekend and hearing a scream one night. My father woke up thinking he had...
wet the bed?
Well, thank you for your delicate language.
Just saying.
That he had urinated the bed, but his 20-year-old water mattress had finally given up.
Oh.
Thank you, Ryan, in Delaware.
I thought you were going to say his 20-year-old wife.
She wet the bed. And he didn't care.
Yeah. He didn't care.
He said, do whatever you want, honey. Just don't care.
You're darn right.
So look at that ass.
Let me clean that up.
Yeah, I'll get...
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Check out the podcast that inspired Taylor Sheridan's latest series, Landman.
There's a stretch of road in Royal Rich region of West Texas. This region of West Texas, known as the Permian Basin, is in the midst of the biggest oil boom in history. This is a story of roughnecks, billionaire wildcatters, and wannabe dreamers. My name is Christian Wallace. From Texas Monthly and Imperative Entertainment, this is Boomtown.
Boomtown.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.